Ty Gillespie owns Azura Cellars and Gallery, which offers stellar views of the mountains from its perch just above the town of Paonia.
And out here, this is one of the, I guess, the main reasons people come to visit us. It's we have a spectacular view of the valley, and there are parcels essentially all over here. We could be seeing wells and traffic that we haven't had any experience with yet.
Gillespie also worries that the oil and gas activity could ruin the water they use to make wine. The boundary of one parcel is less than 100 yards from the entrance to his winery.
We've really put our heart and soul into this place, and if it ends up in the middle of an industrial zone, I don't see that it's going to have any value, and our business certainly can't exist.
This is the second time this year Gillespie and many North Fork Valley residents have had to face the potential of large-scale oil and gas development in their backyards. Nearly 30,000 acres were proposed for leasing last December, but were deferred earlier this year. Now, 2/3 of the leases are back up for sale in February. The announcement surprised many who thought the proposal had been shelved indefinitely in response to local opposition. Jim Ramey is director of Citizens for a Healthy Community, one of the local conservation groups that has been opposing the leases since last year.
In short, it's just incredibly disappointing that the agency is moving ahead with this, and especially so the week of Thanksgiving.
Ramey says the community still has a strong argument to fight the leases.
This is still based on a land use plan that is 2.5 decades old. It does not make any sense to move forward with even considering leasing any of these parcels at this point in time.
The agency's first revision of that land use plan is expected in April, 2 months after the scheduled sale. Many in the conservation community are urging the BLM to wait until they finish that plan before considering these leases. But BLM spokeswoman Vanessa Lacayo says the agency can't afford to wait on all such decisions. And she says that the 280-page environmental review released along with the announcement takes into account land use change in the valley and the nearly 3,000 public comments they received this year.
As we worked through those comments, as we worked through the site-specific analysis of the different parcels, we felt, the third that we dropped from what was originally offered and what we're now offering was sufficient to address those concerns.
While many of the proposed leases lie next to or near water supplies, schools, organic farms, and homes, Lacayo says the BLM took all of those into account in their updated analysis.
Two of the parcels that we dropped in their entirety were due to, delineated public water supply area, which was obviously not there when we went in initially.
Lacayo says removing some parcels, like that on the popular recreation area of Mount Jumbo, and adding specific restrictions to others, satisfies community concerns.
Through those added conditions of approval and through, the amended acreage, we felt comfortable moving forward with those acres and making them available for lease.
But Jim Ramey says the BLM's environmental justification is inconsistent. Removing some parcels on the basis of potentially negative impacts from oil and gas, but leaving others, like the ones next to Ty Gillespie's winery.
What they've done is very contradictory. They've noted elsewhere in the document that drilling for oil and gas could have significant environmental effects and effects on the socioeconomics, but then they've continued with almost 2/3 of the land that was originally proposed for this, saying that at this stage, it's just a lease, it's a paper transaction, and there are no impacts. So I'm not really sure which argument to believe.
And whose argument to believe is what the community will have to decide. On Monday, Delta County's oil and gas expert told the commissioners that the parcels they were most concerned about have been removed. Though the county opposed the first round of leases, he recommends they not oppose this round. Speculation is rife about who nominated the parcels in the first place, but the BLM doesn't reveal that information until 3 days after the sale. A call to an oil and gas industry representative was not returned, but industry experts have expressed doubts about the valley's oil and gas potential. Since Friday, the conservation community has been moving fast. They have a new Facebook group and are petitioning the Obama administration to withdraw the leases. Ramey says his group and others are fired up and ready to go.
To us, the argument still stays the same. This was a bad idea then, it's a bad idea now, and we as a community are going to pull together and we're going to try to stop it.
For Ty Gillespie, oil and gas simply doesn't mix with wine.
There's just so many reasons why this would be devastating for us if it happens.
For KVNF News, I'm Ariana Brocious.